year was ushered in by a grand and most important event. At the latter end of January, the literary world was favoured with the first publication of the ingenious, learned, and most profound Fanny Burney. I doubt not but this memorable affair will, in future times, mark the period when chronologers will date the zenith of the polite arts in this island.
To the memory of Frances D'Arblay, second daughter of Charles Burney, Doctor of Music, and widow of General Count Alexandre Jean-Baptiste Piochard D'Arblay, friend of Johnson and of Burke, who by her talents has obtained a name far more durable than marble can confer. By the public she was admired for her writings, by those who knew her best, for her sweet and noble disposition, and the bright example she displayed of self-denial and every Christian virtue. But her trust was placed in God, and her hope rested on the mercy and merits of her Redeemer, for whom alone she looked for an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away. She died in London on the 6th of January.